Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Tez Zayin, the last full daf here in the first parak of Baba Basra, and we are in the Eov Gemaras. We are on Teslav Mabez. Again, to have Shirman Eov would take the entire time. We're just having a little, a few ha'aris here and there. The Ramban even has a whole separate Hakdama. It has a commentary on Eov and a Hakdama of 10 pages, all about Eov. And as we saw from Tosfos on yesterday's daf, Tosfos on Yudal Mabez, where Tosfos discusses there's a connection between Eov, Mishle, and Tehillim, not only in terms of the tune, the Ta'ameh HaMikra, but even content-wise, the Tosfos talks about it. Either way, it's an important discussion relating to that Sefer. So the Gemara had mentioned on Tosfos Mabez towards the bottom, in a certain sense, Rabbi Yochanan says, greater is what is said about Eov than what is said about Avram Avinu. Because after all, by Avram Avinu, it says that he is a Yirei Elokim, and by Eov, it not only says he's a Yirei Elokim, it also says he is a Sar Meira. He is a Sar Meira. So what does that mean? We'll get to it in a second. What exactly does that mean? That greater Avram Avinu, talking about Avram Avinu, like Eov was greater than Avram Avinu in a certain sense. How are we supposed to understand that? So the Mepharshim talk about that. Maybe it means that regarding Eov, there was a different, the Satan was specifically against, and there was a different type of challenges there. The Mepharshim struggled to figure out exactly how somebody could be greater than Avram Avinu. Different pshatim given. But either way, we'll stick to the Gemara now. So what does that extra phrase mean that Eov has that Avram doesn't have? Mais v'sar meira. Amar Abi Abba Bar Shmuel, Eov vatrin b'mamon ohaya. He was a vatran with his money. He gave up. He wasn't as so machpid with his money as others are. Minhag shel olam nosid chatziput lechen v'ni. The minhag olam is when we give some storekeeper money to get change, we're very machpid with getting the change. Right? We want our change. Eov vitra mishalo. Eov was mevater, right? He didn't, he paid for something and he told the guy to keep the change. He called the storekeeper, right? He wasn't so medactic about it, right? Rashi explains, "Mishiyesh lo malacha mu'etes la'asos." If somebody has a small job to do, "Amar lo po'al chatzi pruta dinosin lecha," he tells the worker, "I'm going to pay you half a pruta." "V'nelech etzal chenvani v'nikne bepruta kikar," I'll go buy a pruta's worth of bread or eggs. "V'nachlok," and we'll split it. And Eov used to give the other half to the worker too. Yeah, you could just have it. He was very generous. Okay, that's what he did. That's the gavlus of someone when they tell the guy to keep the change. That's so amazing. If you look at the Marsha here, says if it was less than a pruta, then it wasn't even considered mamon. So what do you mean? It was mevater b'mamono. It was chatzi pruta. So if you say, says the Marsha, that he wasn't Jewish like those opinions, okay, then pachas b'shevei pruta, we know in terms of akum is considered money, as the Gemara writes in Sanhedrin. But if not, so what? Why would this be called a mevater b'mamono? Then you say if he was a Talmid Chacham, a Yaakov Avinu, Pachim Ktanim. So either way, whether he was a non-Jew or whether he was a Talmid Chacham, maybe that's why it was nechshav mamon. But Rav Dessler writes, quoting this Gemara, that sometimes the true test of a person is not just the amazing nisyonos that come up once or twice in a lifetime, but it's the every single day. How one acts. It's the Maisim Ketanim. Rav Dessler in the third volume on page 107, 108, he quotes, he says that there are various Gemaras that reflect this. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah, the Rav Chanina ben Tradyon, right, that he used to gather major groups of Talmidim and teach Torah in public. But on the way, Rav Yosef Kisba says, you know, am I going to Olam Haba? So he says, what have you done? So he says, what have you done? I gave stucca on this day. He gave stucca. He's being Moser Nefesh to teach Torah at the Klal Yisrael. And this is it? He says, yeah, because sometimes we find that little actions. He says, Peshra Adavar, Shabedvar Magdolim, Eina Nikeres, Hamadrega Ha'amitis, Shalpnimis Ha'adam. A lot of times, the extreme cases of Mesiras Nefesh is not the only thing that Hashem looks at. Shekin harbe hislahavus chitzonis oseh. Avo bedvarm ktanim, shalachora ein lam erif chashivus, little actions. Dafka bahem miskala p'nimiyuso shala adam. Hi madrego ha'amitus. And that's what we have to say. Halo anuram, shein adam makmed, alpachas bishara pruta. Veinin iskeres v'cheshbonos. Right, a lot of times, half of something you're not worried about. But if you do business, right, business, you're makmed on every single part of the money. that he quotes his Gemara, Gdolam Shal Iyov, Yosem Yavar Mavidu, Kenu Aderech Amido Sheshotos Afilu Bedvar Maktantanim, Vidavka Shom Mahuso Shaladim Nikaris. If the little things, he quotes this from Yerv Yeruchim, but says the Rav Dessler that if the little actions, and that's what we see by Iyov here, it's the little acts that show, you know, the type of person that he is day in, day out, as the Mefarshim explain, to die al Kiddush Hashem is one thing, but to live al Kiddush Hashem every single day, that might be even a greater element. One of the pshatim given about Yitzchak Avinu and Avram Avinu, right? Why is it considered Avram's Nisayon, the Akedah, and not Yitzchak? Because that's living al Kiddush Hashem, taking the message every single day. So that relates to this Gemara as well. Okay, we continue. Vayana Satan as Hashem. The conversation, remember the Eov, the beginning and the end have all the action, and then the middle is all the conversation. You think Eov has Yiras Shamayim for nothing? You give him everything, of course he's going to serve you. The Gomer. My basa yada beirachta. What does it mean that Hashem blessed his ma'isi yadayim? Amar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak kolanota pruta me'iyov mizbarech. He had the Midas touch, so to speak. You know, whenever anybody took a pruta from him, so that pruta turned into more prutos. Umaya miknehu paratz ba'aretz. What does that mean? That his cattle spread across the land. Amar Yosi Rabbi Chanina miknehu shal iyov partzu gidu shal olam. They went against natural law. Minago shal olam ze'evim hargim ha'izim. Usually, foxes and wolves, they used to kill the sheep and the goats. Mikneo Shaliyov, Izam Argimas as Avim, and his were super powered and they were protected. Vulam, Shnachna Yadcha, Hashem says, okay, to the Satan, okay, you can test him. Shlachna Yadcha, Vigaba Kala Sherlo, touch everything that he has, Imlo Al Panecha Yivarcheka. And you'll see, Imlo Al Panecha, you'll see if he curses you. Right, this is Lashon Sagino Yevarcheka. Let's see what Eo's reaction is. V'yomer Hashem al Satan, Hine Kol Asher Lo. I'm sorry, that's what the Satan first says to Hashem. See what happens. And Hashem says, fine. V'yomer Hashem al Satan, Hine Kol Asher Lo Biyatcha Rak a Love Al Tishlach Yatcha V'Gomer. But don't kill him. You can't kill him. Al Tishlach Yatcha. We mentioned yesterday the other thing that Eo had was his chevra. Because that would have been killing him. So that's what he has. Vehi hayom, it was the day. Uvanav ubrosav ochla v'shosam yain v'beisachem abachar. His family was having a party. Umalach boel iyo vayomer haboker hayucharshos v'gomer. What happened? He's describing the animals. Maya bakar hayucharshos v'asonos roos al yedehen. The pasuk says that the cattle was plowing and the asonos, the donkeys, were already grazing. How could, when you plow, you're just planting. And when you're grazing, that means it's grown already. Right? So what happened? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan is in Malameshit. Imu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Le'iov Me'ein Olam Haba. Hashem was showing Eov a little bit of Olam Haba, where things happen very quickly. Pregnancy and birth happen right away. Planting and growth happen right away. So some of the cows were plowing and the seeds were going in. And by the time they finished the field, things had already grown. And that's how his asonos were able to eat. Odze medaber, while the person was telling Eov exactly what was happening. Ze ba vayomer, and somebody else came. It was one right after another. Boom, 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 boom. The Mesudas David writes, the first one was still in the middle of his words. The Mesudas David there in Tehillim. Kshay od harishon medaber dvarav ba ze hasheni. Vayomer, right, and he continues. One right after another. What happened? Vayomer esh elokim. V'gomer, it says, fire came and destroyed the cattle. Od zeh medaber v'zeh v'yomer kastim samu shlosh harashim, anshei bavel, v'yifshitu al hagemalim, v'yikachim v'gomer, they took all of your camels. Od zeh medaber v'zeh v'yomer banecha uvenosecha ochle v'shosim yayin v'beisachem habachor. They were all eating and drinking. V'hinei ruach gedolah ba me'ever ha'midbar, a terrible wind like a hurricane, tornado. V'yiga ba'arba pinos habayis, v'yipol al hana'arim v'gomer. And the children, your whole family, were having a party. The house collapsed on them and they died. V'yakam iyo v'yikres me'ilo. Iyov got up. He tore his clothing. V'yagaz es rosho v'gomer. And he pulled out some hair. He shaved his head. V'yomer arum yatzasi mibet den imi. I came out with nothing, I was born with nothing, and I'm gonna die with nothing. Hashem, he says, Hashem nasan, Hashem lakach, Yishem Hashem avorach. Right, a line that we say at every Levaya. Hashem gave and Hashem took, Hashem's name should be blessed. B'chol zos, lo chata iyo, v'lo nasan, tifla, lo elokim. right? Hashem, he controlled himself, at least at this stage, and he didn't give anything negative towards Hashem. Stop there for a minute. The Malbim there, as the Malbim does so often in his commentary on Tanakh, he says, he goes into the detail of Eov's reaction. So it says that he tore his clothing and he shaved his head. Right? Vayagaz es rosho. Says the Malbim there in Eov. Vayikra me'ilo al avdon habanim kedin. He tore his clothing based on the mitzvah of Kriya. Mitzvah of Kriya when you lose a relative. Next phrase in the pasuk, vayagaz rosho, that wasn't for the children because that's an isadar isa. Right, of pulling out one's hair. Vayagaz rosho, aliv don hakinyanim, that's for the assets. Kilotasimu karchala meis ksiv, and the Minchas Chinuch discusses this. The only isser is for the meis. Aval alaveda ein isser. So that's the first pasuk. In Perek Aleph, pasuk yutes. Pasuk chaf. Vayigres me'ilo vayagaz es rosho vayipol arzav ishtachu. Next pasuk is the next pasuk quoted here in our Gemara. Arom yatsasi. Ratzalomar. Shahavi leilamakom lehisloneen al Hashem bechan mishnei panim. I could complain to God for one of two reasons. Number one, ima kinyanim ha'ela shenev dumimenu ata hayu kinyanim devukin bilti nifradim maguro. It are the things that were lost an etzem part of me. They're part of my essence. Kamo echan me'evari haguf, like one of the parts of my body. Shagam shashem baram and asanam lo. Hashem also gave me those. Mikom akom. But once they're part of me, I could taina and I could be upset. Hayachoshiv ze lo avel im lacham imenu shalo b'mishpat. If Hashem took it without justice, you know, part of me, that could be upset. Lo kina kinyanama e'la harachush. But unlike assets, which are not part of me, and even children. V'habanim heim kinyanim chitzoniim bilti dvukim im ha'adam. Lo mitzat chilas yitzira, so ki noled biladi ha'kinyanim ha'ela. So, that is arim yatsasi, ki arim yatsasi mibetanimi, below ela ha'kinyanim. So, what does the first phrase in the pasuk mean? I was arim yatsasi, meaning they're not part of me. They're not part of my mouth. I wasn't born with these. I wasn't born with the children. I wasn't born with the assets. So, who am I to complain? And then, the next phrase, Arum Ashuv Shama. Lo mitzad achriso, ki arum Ashuv Shama. El beten, ha'im harishona, shi adama, shi haisa im kolchai. Zo shenis, shigam al kinyanim abilti mitzam sinimo. Even if there's something that was not born with me, it was not part of me, I could be mitzlonein if it was me, if I achieved it. If I worked hard and achieved it, and it was all me. If kein ha'yamasig osam bekochov otsam yado, she... Lo hayu misyachsim elav mitzad shehu him sheheim hayu misyachsim elav mitzad shehu him siyam. Aval achash Hashem nasan osam v'Hashem lakach ein makom l'shum tar omes. So he says, Arim yatsasi betanimi v'arim ashav shama. Right, so therefore it's not part of me. And even if it was a part of me, but if it was me, if I accomplished it, Hashem nasan v'Hashem lakach. And therefore, what am I going to say? Both bases for complaining are gone, and therefore, Yishem Hashem Avarach. That's the Malbim's pshat of the pasuk in Eov, but again, the Malbim does this on every other pasuk in Tanakh, going through, unlike where the Radak says very often, Kafal ha'inyan b'milim shonos, that a lot of times, the Torah, the Navi uses poetic license and repeats things, just different words and synonyms somewhat, but the Malbim would never say that. The Malbim always says every different word is meant to teach us something different, and like here, he says it as well. Okay, let's continue. So Eov doesn't react. Vayhi ayom ayavo b'nehu elokim l'tziatzei v'gomer. Vayomar Hashem ala satan, ey mizetavo. So Hashem says to the satan, where have you been? Vayan satan as Hashem, vayomar mishot v'aretz v'gomer, as we quoted yesterday. Conversation we had yesterday repeated because we're going to add. Amar lefan rebona sholom, shatati b'chol ha'olam b'lo matzasi ka'avdecha Avraham. I didn't find anybody as great as Avraham Avinu. Shamar telo, kum, misalek b'aretz l'arkol l'rachba. And as we said, perfect, even after all the things that happened, still he was quiet, he didn't say anything. Vayomer Hashem, as we spoke about yesterday a little bit towards the end, why was this the greatest moment? This was after the Akedah, what was the Gablus? Some I didn't mention, but some Rishonim say that maybe this is just a Hemshech of the Akedah. The fact that he had such trouble buying the kever, it's not just about trouble buying the kever, but the fact that he has to deal with this now. The fact that his wife died. And his wife died why? Because he followed the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe he would even regret. So this is even a hemshich of the Nisayon of the Akedah. But either way, the Gemara continues. Vayomar Hashem al Satan, second wide line. Hasamta libcha el avdi Iov, ki ein kamo baretz. Vagomar Hashem boasts about Iov. Viodenu machzik betumaso. And he is still strong in his belief. Vatisiteni vo levalo chinam. And you, literally, what does this mean? Very difficult line to translate or to understand. You have seduced me to swallow him for nothing. Hashem is talking to the Satan. You have seduced me to swallow him for nothing. That's not that can't be, right? It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was seduced. Obviously, everything is b'mishpat. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is mida keneged mida. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Am Rabbi Yochanan. Imali mikra kasav yefshel ha'omro. A lashon that comes up a number of places. Ka'adam shebesitin oso v'nisas. As like a man who they seduce him and he is seduced. And again, it doesn't literally mean that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it just means the story of Eov. The emphasis is that Eov didn't really deserve, so to speak, like we spoke about Rav Saad Yigon yesterday, the two types of Yisurin. This was not Yisurin type 1 because of Chet. That's what is being expressed here. Is the Yisurin type 2 to be able to uplift someone in the greater sense. Rav the Sichas Musar discusses, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, that there is a Gemara that wasn't quoted here, but it also relates to this. Remember the Gemara in Maseches Sota that discusses that there were three people in the cabinet of Paro, right? Eov and Bilam and Yisro. And when they made the Gzeira, Bilam was the one that gave the idea to throw the babies into the river, and he was Zoche, or I don't know if you recall it, to be punished, to be killed because of that. And Yisro ran away, he couldn't deal with it, and he was Zoche to have his descendants into the Sanhedrin. Eov was quiet. Because he was quiet, he was needed to be Yisurin. That's many of the Mefarshim discuss. Chayesh Malevis discusses, was Eov any worse, right, than Bilam? He was just quiet, and therefore he suffers. He suffers, and not Bilam that just gets killed. But Sichas Musar also discusses another element at the end of Maimer Zion. In the Sichas Musar, he says, Taimo Shaliyev Shashasak, Shaliyesh Lomar, why was Eov quiet? Why was Eov quiet? Yesh Lomar ki lo yada shaloyom umay mimcha, because he knew it wasn't going to help. He knew he would get outvoted, so what purpose is there for me to say anything? That's why he kept quiet. Yisro couldn't stand it, so he left. Eov was just quiet. What is it going to help? So what's a mida keneged mida? He had Yisurin. Why? What's Yisurin? Hagam sheyodeahu. Let's say somebody is home alone, and they smash their leg, and they stub their toe. What happens? What do? We scream out in pain. There's nobody in the house. Who are we screaming to? But it's a natural reaction when there is something in, when there's pain, when there's suffering, you scream out. That's something natural. They say on a deeper level, on a metaphysical level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it into us that was screaming out to God, it was screaming out to Hashem. But either way, that's meaning, even if it's not going to help, we scream out. It says that's the Mida Keneged Mida of Yisurin, of Yisrael. There's something automatic that's makes us scream out, even though it's not going to help. Imzos teva ha'adam hu ki misha ko'ev lo tso'eik. V'ashosek al karchach she'en ko'ev lo. If you're quiet, it must be that it doesn't hurt. Right? Some people are able to control, but if something really hurts, then you have to scream out. Al-kein bo'a yisurin ha'lohoros l'iyov. Ki atzara shoklal yisur lo'ayu etzlo ki yisur shalom. If you didn't cry out, it must be that it wasn't, you didn't feel the pain. Right, and that's the connection. And then he quotes the same thing about Noach. That's the context of this Maamar Zion. Noach, he didn't cry too hard, right, for the door. You might say, well, he knew it wasn't going to help. Right, Avram also probably thought it wasn't going to help, but he still tried for stone. But Noach, alkei nikra me'am abel. That's why the pasuk in Sheyo calls it ki me Noach zo sleep. Right, the pasuk in Sheyo perak nun dalet calls it me Noach ki imhaya ko'ev lo alivadon ha'olam az ha'yimispala v'zoek l'Hashem l'val yachrev ha'olam hagam sheyada shein tila somo elas. Right, even if he thinks that it's not going to help, we still have a responsibility to cry out. Okay, says the Gemara, fourth wide line. B'mastisa Tana, the Brisa says, Tana, yo reid umate va'ole umargis. What does the Satan do all day? He goes and he causes people to wander and to stumble. And then he goes up and he prosecutes. No tal rishus v'no tal neshama. Gets rishus, he causes problems in Shamayim, these forces that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Vayana Satan as Hashem, Vayomer, Or Ba'ad Or, V'kol Asher Lo Ish Yitain Ba'ad Nafsho, Ulam. Right? If you don't touch him, He's still okay. He's trying to push the envelope more. Ulam shlachna yadcha v'gao atzmo vel besaro imlo panachei berchecha. Let's see if you make him sick. Let's see if he does that, if he blasphemes you then. V'yomer Hashem ala satan, he know biyadcha aches nafsho shemar. Okay, but you can't kill him. V'yetzi ha-satan meizpanei Hashem v'yaches iov v'gomer, and he gives him yisurin, physical. Am Rabbi Yitzchak kashet tzaro shol satan yosef mishal iov. Says of Yitzchak, an unusual line, the Satan was in more pain than Eov himself. Why? Mashal le'evet, sh'amar lo rabo, shvar chavis u'shmar es yena. Break this barrel, but make sure the wine doesn't fall to the floor. So Hashem says to Eov, it says to the Satan, do whatever you want, but you can't kill him. You know how hard that is for the Satan, who we're about to say is the Malach HaMaves? He can do anything, but he can't. It's a balance. It's a balance of not going too far. Right? He's got to make sure that he doesn't do more than he is allowed. Amar Reish Lakish, who Satan, who Yetzahara, who Malach HaMaves. Right? All three, they're connected. The prosecuting forces and the Malach HaMaves, they're all the same force created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who Satan, Dechsiv, Ayetzi, HaSatan, Ma'is Panei Hashem, who, right, that's the Satan, and then you see the similar words used by the others. Who Yetzahara, Ksiv Hasam, Rak Ra, Kol Hayom, right, the Pasuk in Bereishis, V'Ksiv, Hacha, Rak, Elav, Al Tishlach, Yatcha, the same word Rak is used. Who Malach HaMaves, Dechsiv, Rak, Ach Es Nafsho, Shemar, Alma, Bididei, Kaima. So, it's all the same angel. Rabbi Levi, Satan upenina l'shem shemayim niskavnu. The Satan and Penina, the co-wife of Chana, Shmuel, they both are l'shem shemayim. What does that mean? Satan, kiven the chazil HaKadosh Baruch Hu, denat yedaite basar Eov, Hashem, the Satan saw that Hashem loved Eov so much, Amar chas v'shalom minshile l'rachmanuse to Avraham. But Eov's not the forefather of the nation. Avraham, you have to think about Avraham always. Avraham, okay, Avraham. Schus Avos, the schus of the first Av. So the Satan, you know, did this whole plan in order to try to make Eov stumble, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu could focus on Avraham Avinu. What? Why would we think that the Satan was doing something L'Shem Shemayim? Why would we think that? Why any day? Unbelievable. I saw one of the Achronim says, Vayihi Hayom, Chazal Darshin, the day that all this occurred, Vayihi Hayom, the Pasuk in Perek Aleph, Yom Kippur. Vayihi Hayom. We know the Gemara tells us, Yom Kippur, HaSatan is Gematria 364. There's one day a year that the Satan has no power. Gemara in Yom Adav Chaf or so. Right? So what meaning? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no power. And that's the Kleyakar in Parshas Achremos that Val Yavo B'Chaleis Al HaKodesh, the Kohen Gadol can never go into the Kodesh, but Yom Kippur is above time. Right, it's Lamala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in charge. There's no Satan that day. There's no power. So maybe that's why I suggest the Peninim Yakarim that's why this day of Darshan is that the Satan was L'Shem Shemayim Miskavdu. It's Yom Kippur. He has no power. So how can you tell me that he's doing this all to hurt Eov? So in a certain sense, he did it because Klal Yisrael should have the schus of the Avos. Very creative. So that is the Satan. And Penina, this one is more well known. Tichsiv, v'chiyastah, tzarasa, gamkas. Penina, as we know, used to taunt and tease Chana. Penina had a lot of children. Chana had no children. Penina used to tease her. And in order to do what? So it doesn't say in the Pasuk. Ba'avur harima. Right? What does that mean? It says that, but what does that mean? So we darshan that it means that she just wanted her co-wife to daven even harder in order to be able to have a child. Right, and that's why she did it. Chazal do say, though, that Penina lost all of her children because of this. And another of Chayesh B'Levis discusses, so why is that? If she was L'Shem Shemayim, so why is that? So he explains in another Sicha, when it comes to Averis Ben Adam L'Makom, when it comes to hurting a fellow Jew, it doesn't matter if I have the greatest of intentions, I'm going to suffer for it. He said it's like putting your hand in fire. Even if I'm doing something for the right reasons, if I'm causing pain to another Jew, it's not even onesh. It's natural. Naturally, he writes this in Maamar Kuf Hey. Shadin al averus ben adam lachavero einu b'taras onesh greida ela kashuhu kemachnas yad lo toch tanur ish shafilum haisa kavanasa latova tisarif yado v'cheinu b'cheit shaben adam lachavero. That's what happens, and he quotes various gemaras about this, including our Gemara, about Penina, and the Gemara Ksum B'Stav Samach Beis. Remember the case, there was a story about Rav Rechume, who used to come home every Erev Yom Kippur, and his wife used to look forward to it, and one day he was late, he got caught up in a sugya. He got caught up, and he came a little late, and his wife started crying. Before he came, maybe he's not coming, she was very upset, and she was in pain. and that caused terrible consequences, right? Because what did he do? He was just, because causing pain to a fellow Jew, it doesn't matter what my intentions are. That's how Hashem created the world. And that's why? Because you might say, it's like two parts of one body. If I smash my right arm, then I'm gonna feel it, even if I'm banging a nail in to build a shul. Right? So it doesn't matter if I have the greatest of intentions. If I hurt, it gets hurt. And that's what happened with Penina. Good. Darsha Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Bipapunya Asa Satan Nashke Lakare. Right? The Satan came and was very happy about that drasha. Okay, b'chol zos lochata Iyob b'sfasav, Iyob didn't sin. Amar Rava b'sfasav lochata b'libo chata. He didn't sin with his lips, he didn't say anything, but b'libo chata. So we're going to have now a various deus, machlokas tanoim, whether Iyov actually thought something negative or said something negative against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Maika Amar, what exactly, where do we see that he sinned in his heart? What is it, where is it implied? Eretz nitna biyad rasha, p'nei shofteha yechase, im lo eifo mihu. Right, it's a quote of mihu. Where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Right, where are the shoftim? Amar Rava, Bikish Iov lafoch ka'ara alpia. Iov wanted to turn over the plate on its face. What does that mean? Rashi, first skinny line, la'akar kol kavod shechiref v'gidef. He wanted to blaspheme. He wanted to say something, right? And that's what he was saying. Where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Omer le'abaya. No. Lo dibur el k'neged ha-satan. He's talking about the satan. No, he's upset. He's not saying it against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kitanoi, this is really a machlokas tanan. Eretz is the biad rasha. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Bikesh yovafo ka'ar al-piya. Omer le'abaya Yeshua. Lo dibur el k'neged ha-satan. Good. What else? What are other psukim that might be interpreted in such a fashion? Al daitacha, Iyov says to Hashem, Al daitacha, ki lo ersha v'ein biyadcha matzil. There's no way I can be saved from this. Amar Rava, bikesh Iyov leftaras kol olam kulam enadin. Iyov wanted to defend the whole world. Amar lefanav, ribono shel olam, barata shor parsos of stukos. You build, Hashem, you create things, and there are natural rules. Oxen have split hooves. Barasa chamar parsos of klutos. A donkey does not. Barasa ganeden, barasa gehenim. Barasa tzadikim, barasa rishoyim. Mi ma'akev al yadcha. In other words, what is Iyov saying? Everything is out of our control. Whatever we do, there's no bechir chafshis, there's no nothing, right? Hashem, everything comes from you. So if you interpret the pasuk like that, ve'im yadcha matzil, Iyov is denying Bechir HaChavshis. And he's saying, no matter how great I am, I'm not, or at least Scharva Onesh, no matter how great I am, then there's nothing that I could do to protect myself. Mima Akev al Yadcha, right? And that's what Rashi says, in the, Barasa Rishoyim, Ein Nitzel Miyadcha Kimiya Akev, Anusin Hein Hachotin. Right, we have to sin, and it's all out of our power. Right, the original Christians, that's what they believe, the doctrine of original sin. Since Adam and Adam sinned, so that's it. Adam and Chava sinned, that's it. We are weighted to sin. I just was reading recently Rabbi Jonathan Sachs in one of his essays. We're going to use this in a parsha shir at some point. He describes the difference after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. There were two different pathways to figure out. So how are we going to get kapara now? We don't have the Sir Lazalza, we don't have Yom Kippur, we don't have Karbanah, so what are we going to do? So Rachman al-Islam, the early Christians who were Jews, believed, you know how you get Kapara? You don't have to do anything anymore. You just have to say, I believe. Right? Just like there was somebody that brought, Lahavdil, just like there was somebody that brought death into the world, there's somebody that brought life into the world through his death. Right? And that's what they believe. You don't have to do anything anymore. You just have to believe, and then you can do whatever you want. And the opposite was Rabbi Akiva, Lahavdil. Right? Rabbi Akiva said, no, now the Kapara, in a sense, is even easier. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mikvah. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the last Mishnah in Yoma says that there's no more Sir Lazazel, there's no more Karbanos, but it's through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And that's the ultimate kapara that we have. But either way, getting back to this, so Iyov wonders, according to this pshat, so there's no Bechir HaChavshitz, it's all out of our control, what are we supposed to do? And we're anus, right? Rabbi Kiva says just the opposite, right? Why did I bring this in? Because they believed in, we're honest to sin, so there is a very easy way to get out of the sin. Rabbi Kiva says we're not anus, right? There's a koach hatshuva, there's a koach HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives each and every person the power to be their own Kohen Gadol, so to speak, to bring their own Seir Lazazel. Viter, says the Gemara, Maya Hajule Chavri to Eov, and what did Eov's friends answer him? Af ata tafer yira v'tigra sicha lefnei kel. No, by saying this, you're lessening Yirat Shemayim in the world, and you're lessening sicha, tefillah, davening. Nobody's going to daven anymore. Nobody's going to feel that they have to daven. Barak Adesh Baruch Hu Yetzahara Bar Lo Torah Tavlin. No, his friends were giving him chizuk. Obviously, there's a Yetzahara, but there's a way to counter the Yetzahara. Barak Torah Torah Tavlin. I have to realize that the life of Torah is what is going to give us eternal life, right? So that's what they say to him, right? With this type of attitude, Yirat Shemayim will be lessened and tefillah will be lessened. We'll see later on if we have time to talk about tefillah more. Darash Rava, my dafsiv birchas oved alai tavo v'leiv almana arnin. What does that mean? The bracha of the oved comes to me. That's what Eov says. The widows, the heart of the widows, arnin, I will bring joy. I'll bring rina. What did he used to do? Birchas oved alai tavo malamecha gozel sadem yisomim. Eov used to take the fields of orphans, umashbicha, and then fix it up, umachzirulan, and then give it back to them. He used to give that. Right? All the mefarshim say he mamish stole. Right? We learned the Baba Kama. You're not allowed to steal even amanas lachzar, lahachzir, even amanas lamekad, even just to tease. So what does this mean? So maybe the mefarshim explained doesn't really mean gozel. Everybody knew that he did this. It just means that he took it and he appreciated it and then he gave it back. Doesn't mean that he literally stole. If it was really stealing, then it wouldn't be allowed. Right? That's what the Meiri says here, that you can't say that about exactly Eov. He says, Yesha veros shehim na'asis l'kavanas ha-mitzvah v'yafal pikin lo hutru. U'mashu nemar derach shevach al Eov shahaya gozel karka shalanim v'yasomim yireh shalarov his parsi ma'alasa. Ava bishalo haya omer kain, hakol yodin mimidasa, shalo kavanas gzeh lo haya. V'lo nemar milas gozel ela al tzad ha-harchava l'fidaiti. Doesn't really mean stealing in this regard. But this is what it means. They used to take the bracha of the ove, the one who was lost, right? The orphans came to me. Next part of the pasuk, v'leiv almana arnin, to call hecha davi almana, to lavi nasvile, whenever there was a widow who nobody would marry, havi azal shadi shmei lave. He literally threw his name on her. What does that mean? He threw his name on her. Rashi says either he used to say that she's his relative. Oh wow, the relative of Eov. Or he used to convince people to marry them. Okay, v'havi asi nasvila, and they used to come and marry her. Vayter next pasuk, lu shakol yishakel kashi v'havasi b'moznayim yisu yachad. So what does that pasuk sound like? If Hashem would weigh my suffering and pain, it would outweigh anything. Which sounds like maybe he's saying that I don't deserve it. Amarav afra lepumi de'iov, dirt in the mouth of Eov. Right, chavrusa klapishmaya, that's how you talk to Hashem, like a friend. Chavrusa klapishmaya, that's how you can't talk to Hashem like that. Okay? Lu yesh beinenu mochiach, yashiz yado al shneinu. If there was a mochiach, if there was like a third party between us, he will put his hand al shneinu. He could be the arbitrator of the case. Again, Amar Rav, Afra lepumi de'iov. How can you say that? Klum yesh evet shemuchiach es rabo. Can you talk that way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Beris karasi. So again, these psukim could be interpreted as blaspheme. Could also be interpreted other ways. And that's the machlokas tanoim in this case. We're going to see on Amid Beis, though, by Hashem, that Eov was not held accountable because in this type of suffering, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bab et shruni in Bir Yosef. Doesn't come unfairly. Beris karasi le'enai umaz bonin al psula. What does that mean? Baris, I had a covenant with my eyes. My husband, I never thought about anything. I never thought about any other women. Omar Rava, again, here, Afra Lepume de Eov is taken out by the Bach. But either way, because Rava is making a different statement. Eov Bachranisa, Eov is saying, I never thought about any other woman. Avram, Afilu Bedidalo Bistakel. Avram even had limitations even on, well, with him and Sarah. Dichsev, Inina Yadatiki, Yisho Yifas Mare'at. As Rashi quotes there, Mechal de Meikar lo avi yadalei. Right, the Marsha says here, it doesn't mean he never looked at her. Also, l'kadish ashirena, as the Gemara says in Maseches Kedushin. You have to. So at the beginning of the marriage. But obviously he limited, and that's even more than what Eov did. The Ben Yoyada here discusses, what's the lashon of dirt in the mouth of Eov? Afra b'pumei to Eov, what does that lashon come from? So he says, maybe the suggestion is that he is complaining about what he has. Complaining about what he has. Who was the first one to complain about what he has and what he doesn't have and what he wants? The Nachash. That was the first one to complain about wanting more than in his purview. And what did Hashem say to him? You know what? Take dust. Offer tocha kol yemei chayecha. So Eov, when you're saying this type of attitude, according to this mafarish, dirt in your mouth, meaning you're acting like the nachash. That's the message. Eov shadiber befiv dvarim sheinem uganem roi shei afra lapume kasher nigzar ala nachash shei afar lachmo, who now has to eat dust. Interesting. Says the Gemara, continuing, Kala anan vayelach kin yorid she'olo yale. Just like a cloud goes, so too those who go down to Sheol, to Gehenna, won't come up. Amar Rava, Mikan, Shekofar, Eo, Betchias, Amesim. If you take that pasuk literally, that they're going down, they're not coming up. Asher b'sa'ara yishufeni, v'hirba p'sa'ai chinam. Right, he's giving me many psa'im, many wounds for no reason. Amar Rava, Eo, b'sa'ara chireif, u'b'sa'ara heshivuhu. Eo, in a sa'ara, using the word sa'ara, like in our pasuk, Sa'ara, right, he blasphemed, and Hashem answered him with an idea about Sa'ara, but again, we could play on words, Sa'ara, Sa'ara, it also can mean hair. Sin and Samach often switch. So here, Bisara, Chireif Tachsif, Asher Bisara Yishufeni, in a storm Hashem has touched me. Amar Lefanav Ribono Shel Olam, Shema Ruach Sa'ara Avra Lefanecha, V'nischalef Lecha Bein Eov Le'oyev. What did he say? Hashem, maybe you got mixed up with Eov and Oyev. I'm Eov, I'm not Oyev, I'm not your enemy. Right, that's what he would say according to this pshat. Bisarai shivuhu, and how is he answered? Dechsiv vayana Hashem es Eov min hasi'ara vayomer v'gomer ezer na kegever chalatzecha. I'll make you strong. Eshalcha v'hodieni. What does that mean? Hashem answered him from the sa'ara. So the Gemara darshins. Amar lo harbi nimin barasi ba'adam. Every person has many hairs. V'chol nima v'nima barasi laguma b'fnei atzma. Every hair comes out of another separate source on the head. Shelo yushtayim yonkos miguma achas. No two hairs come from one root. Shilmali shtayim yonkos miguma achas, machshichos ma'or enav shel adam. Every single hair, and if not, it would negatively affect the person. His eyesight. Bein guma la guma lo nischalef li. Bein Eov la Oyev nischalef li. Every tiny hair in the world, I am a dakdek on. What, Eov and Oyev got mixed up? Eov, come on. Number one. Similarly, mi pilag lashetef tala, right? Who opened the channel for the rushing water? Harbi v'gomer. That's a different way answer that Hashem gave. Harbi timin barasi ba'avin. There are many water droplets in the clouds. V'chol tiba v'tiba barasi la tefus b'fnei atzma. Every droplet of rain and water that comes down is in its own tefus, its own tzura. Kidei shelo yu shtei tibin yotzos mitfus echad. They don't come from the same source. Shemol shtei tibin yotzos mitfus echad. Metash deshoshes ha'olam. If ever two drops would come from the same source, whatever that means, then the world would be destroyed. The ena motzios peros, and it would not be productive for the fruit. Bein tibel atibel on eschalifli. Bein iov la'oyev neschalifli. Iov, every drop of rain is specifically earmarked for a certain spot in the world. And I got mixed up between Iov and Oyev. Where do we know that the word ta'ala, which was mentioned in the pasuk, mipilag lashet of ta'ala, means a specific channel, a specific way down? Because the pasuk says in Malachim, "Bayas ta'ala kebeis ataim zera." Remember that pasuk? That was Elisha bar Carmel, that he digs a big moat around his mizbeach and fills it with water, right? Just to help disprove the Nevi'e Habal, who spent all day trying to get the Eish from Shemayim, and then Elio pours and pours water all over the mizbeach, and he builds a tala around it. Third idea, v'derech lechaziz kolos. The way of the clouds are kolos. There's thunder in the clouds. Harbi kolos barasi bavim. A lot of thunder and sounds I created in the clouds. V'chol kol v'chol barasi lo b'shvil b'fnei atzmo. And everyone has a separate pathway. Kedei shelo yishtei kolos yotzos mishal echad. So two don't come out of one source. Shel mal yishtei kolos yotzos mishal echad machriven es kol ha'olam. Because if they would, it would destroy the whole world. Ma bin kol kol lo nischalif li'bin iiv lo'oyiv nischalif li. Again, each one of these one could analyze, as the Mefarshim do, Mefarshi Agada, what's the message of hair, of raindrops, of lightning. Every single one is a different, gives us a different message. Number four, Hayadata eis ledes ya'ale sala cholel ayalos tishmar. Do you know the time that the goats give birth? Chol ayalos tishmar, the pains of the ayala, are you aware of? Ya'alazu achzarias albaneha. This ya'ala, this goat, is not nice. It's very mean to her children. Vishasha karas laledas ola l'rosh ahar. When she's about to give birth, she goes up to the top of the mountain. Kadeshi ipo b'men of yamos. At the time of the birth, she's in such pain, she doesn't want to have anything to do with this child. Therefore, she'd rather the child die right away. So she goes up to the mountain, so the child will, the offspring will just fall down and die. And I make sure that at that second that the child comes out, an eagle comes by and swoops up the baby and catches it and puts the baby down right in front of the Yael. Okay, because a few seconds later, she wants the child, because now the pain is over and she wants the offspring. But just at that moment, right, kind of like the Gemara Nida, that an Isha Nishbas B'Shas Leida, and that's why she has to bring Karbat Chatas during the moments of childbirth. V'Omali Maktim Rega Echad O Misacha Rega Echad Mi'an Meis. And if the eagle would be one moment early or one moment too late, the offspring would die. Bein regular regular nischalifli, bein iov liov nischalifli. Right, between iov and oyev nischalifli. Again, this one might reflect the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being involved in every second of a person's life. Right, the exact moments in time. Right, so how can you say that? So chol alay alos hishmar. Next part of the pasuk, the Hashem guards the cholel, the openings of the ayalot. Ayala zu rachmatzar. This ayala has a very skinny birthing canal. Bishasha karaz taledes. When she starts having a baby, the baby can't come out. It's too big. Ani mazmin la darkon shemakisha bebeis harechem shala umisrape. And she's Misrape viyoledes. The Bach changes to I have a snake come and give her a little bite, which then allows the rechem to widen, right? Could sometimes somebody just told me before that snake venom is a relaxer of muscles, right? So however this could be explained, and either way, if this was snake came 1 minute too, 1 second too late or too early, right? It wouldn't work. Bein regal regal nischalifli, bein iov laoyev nischalifli. So all of these, Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling Iov, you know, it's not true. So on the last one, the name of the Gra says that an ayala, right? What does that remind us of? Ayala sashachar, ayala sashachar. It's painful. Like the rechem is too tsar, right? And the birthing canal, it's squishy, and we can't get through. Ayala zu geula shenikres ayala sashachar v'im hageula misakeves rachmat tsar mishadein yisrael dai zchuyos. We don't have enough zchuyos to be redeemed. Hashem sends us the nachash that's machish osanu mezamin sevel v'yisurin v'memarkinus hachatoim. Right, just like in Mitzrayim, it was supposed to be 400 years, but because of what happened, it was only 210. So whatever it is, be'ita achishena. Because if we're not being zochet to the be'ita, hopefully Hashem will give us the achishena by all the tsaris that we've had throughout the centuries. But that's the mashal, says the Gra, of this last one. Continuing, Iov lo bedas yidaber udvarav lo bahaskel. What does that mean? Amar Rava Mikan. Here's the line: She'ein Adam Nitfas Bishat Saro. Rava says, based on this pasuk, that Iov wasn't thinking clearly, right, in all of this pain. Right, a person is not going to be held accountable for what he says Bishat Saro at a time like that. Right, and that's what we mentioned yesterday. Why was Iov created? Right, the lashon of the Gemara. One of the opinions that what was the whole purpose of Iov coming into the world? V'lo ba la'olam elo kedei lekabel scharo. Right, and that's what we mentioned from Rav Sadia Gaon. He's a model to teach us. But again, Eid Adam Nitzvah Bishat Sara. Vayishmu Shloshes Rei Eiyov Es Kala Ra Zozabai Lav. His three friends heard about all everything that happened. Vayevo Ishmim Komo, and they all came from all three different parts of the earth. Elifas Atimani who built that Ashuchi V'Sofran Hamasi. Vayivadu Yachtav Lavo Lanulo Lanachamo. They all came to comfort him. My Vivadu Yachtav. What does it mean? They came together. Amar Yudam Aram Lamech Nichlasu Kulam Bishar Echad. They all came in exactly the same time, the same gate they came in. Vitana, Ben Kalecha Vecha, Shalosh Mios Parsi. They lived miles and miles away from each other. And they, boom, they came at the same moment. Minavi Yadi, how did they know to come all at the same moment? Siika da Amre, Kalila Havilahu. Some say that they each wore a crown. They were like best friends. So they each had this crown, and they each had pictures of each other on the crown. And when something bad happened to one of them, you know, that side of the crown drooped. It was like some kind of a miraculous way. And when Rashi says, "Ukeshebon Yisurin al Kalechan Mehen Partsufo Mishtane," right, the magic crowns, his face turned glum. Right, and that's how they knew. Vigadamri Ilani Avilu, or similar, there were trees, right, a tree that each symbolized each other, a branch. Vikiva the Kamshi Aviyadi, and once it started drooping, They knew something was wrong. Amar Rava Haino Damri Inshi, that's what people say. O Chavra Kechavre De Iov O Misusa. You know, friends like Iov, right? That's what the, right? Look what they did. They were so connected that you have to take this literally about the crown and the tree. Maybe it can mean something metaphysical that they were so connected in their souls that sometimes a person could feel like they realized like a family member would be upset even if the family member is not there on some metaphysical level. So maybe they were so connected, right? Where did the Lashon come from? O Misusa. Remember that comes from Choni Ma'agel. O Chavrusa O Misusa. From Tinus, right? He slept for 70 years and he woke up and nobody knew who he was and nobody would give him the coven and learn with him. So he says, O Chavrusa, O Mesusa. Okay. The end of Parshas Bereishis, man started to populate the world. Ubanos yoldu lahem. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, what does it mean they had girls? Revia ba'ala olam. Revia girls means propagation, and they were having children. That's girl. Reish Lakish Amar Meriva Ba'ala Olam. What is Meriva? The Marsha explains that sometimes these girls were taken by these giants, and there was no Shalom Bayis. That's Meriva Ba'ala Olam. That's what it means. Amar Le Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan Lidach Amar Reviya Ba'ala Olam. If you say it means Reviya, Mipnei Malo Nichpalu Benosav Shaliyov. Right? If it means Reviya, there's nothing wrong with, the Banos don't symbolize Meriva, anything negative. So why at the end of Eov, when he gets more children, it says Hashem doubled the number of his sons and just gave him the same number of daughters. Right? So why didn't they double that? Amar lo, nehidol nechbulu b'shemos, avol nechbulu b'yofi. They might not have gotten a double number, but the ones that he had were amazing. Dechsiv vayhi lo shivena banim v'shalosh banos vayikra shema achas yimima v'shema ashniya ketzia v'shema shlishes keren afuch. And each one of these describes their beauty. And it might not just be physical beauty. Yimama shahaisa doma layom, she was like as bright as the day. Ketzia shayarecha nodev keketzia, she had a wonderful aroma like a ketzia, like a dried out some type of besamim. Keren apuch amri debe rabbi shela she dome lekarna de keresh, she was as beautiful as the horn of this type of animal, a keresh, that is a type of animal. So mechaycha leva marava karna de keresh lakusihi. So in marava they say that's not such a gorgeous animal, that horn, right? It's all black. Rashi says el amr of chizda kekurkama derishka bemina, another type of spice. Shenemar ki tikri bapuch. Period. Rabbi Shimon Barabi, Yisadale Barta. Rabbi Shimon Barabi had a daughter. Havika Cholish Daite, he got very upset. Why did he get very upset? Says the Ben Yoyada, he wanted to do Pidyon HaBen. He was waiting. He was the first child. So he's excited. But you know, there's a little bit of, you know, you want to do every mitzvah, so he's going to deal with it. Doesn't mean he was so upset. So Amar Le'avua, Revia Ba'al Olam, don't worry about it. She had a girl, Revia, like we just started earlier. Now she could bring more life into the world. Amar Le'bar Kaparta, Chumen Shel Hevel Nichamcha Avicha. But what if, no, it's not true. Why, Detanya? And the Brisa says, Yefshar Le'olam Belo Zacharim Belo Nekevos. Ela Ashri Lemi Shebanav Zacharim Oilo Lemi Shebanav Nekevos. What does that mean? Again, in the context of the Ben Yehoyada, it's wonderful to have boys and girls. But if you want to do the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen, you got to have a boy first. And that's what he's saying. Very nice. I'm happy there's going to be Revia, but I could have had the girl second. If that's the, according to that. Yef shal olam b'lo basim b'lo bursi, ashe mishu manaso busmi, oy lemi shu manaso bursi. Right, there are people who are involved in perfumes and in tanning, but, you know, I'd rather, I know boys and girls are wonderful, but I'd rather have had the boy first, because that way I can fulfill the mitzvah. And again, you have to put all Gemaras together, right? The Gemara elsewhere that talks about it's good to have girls first because they help the mother take care of the children, to have older sisters. You have to put all Gemaras together to get a full picture of the messages of children. Kitanoi machlokes tanon. This is really machlokes tanon. Hashem beirachas Avraham bakol. My bakol. What does it mean? Hashem gave Avraham everything. Remeir omer shalohai salobas, that he didn't have a daughter. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shehaisalobas, that he had a daughter. Acherim Omerim, Bas Haisalob Avram, Ubakol Shema. Bakol was the name of the daughter. The Ramban Ala Torah, in Perach Avdala, there, on this pasuk, discusses this all api Kabbalah. Well, what does it mean, a Bas? What does it mean? The name of the daughter was Bakol. So you look there, that there's a lot of depth to it, says the Ramban. Rabbi Lazar Modoy Omer, Atz Tigninus Haisa Belibo Shalavram Avinu, Shekomalchi Umizrach, Malchi Mizrach Umayr Mashkim Lepischo. What does it mean? Avram blessed him Bakol. Avram had the power that all of he saw into the stars, and everyone came to take advice from him because he knew everything, right? He was the wise man. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer Evan Tova Haisa Tluya Betzavaro Shel Avram Avinu. Avram had a magic stone as a necklace. Shekol Achola Haroo Osom Yad Misrapa. Whenever a chola used to see it, he used to immediately be healed. Ubishash and Iftar Avram Avinu Mina Olam, and when Avram died, Talak Adesh Baruch Hu Bagal Galcham Hashem made it into the sun. Made it into the sun. What does that mean? What does that mean? A lot of different questions on this. First of all, Tosfos discusses, wasn't Yaakov Avinu the first person ever to get sick? The Gemara said in Bamitsiya, Pezayin, right, there was no Cholsha. So what does it mean? Whoever was sick came to Avram Avinu. So the Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, that Ad Yaakov, there was nobody who got sick, Choli Shalmisa. Mikan ve'elach, Choli Shalmisa. Here are just some people who got sick. Others say, another answer is that maybe it's difference between a sickness brought about by oneself or by another person versus sickness from God. Okay, either way. But Avram Avinu used to look at it, and then afterwards it was made into the sun. Amar Abaya Hainu Damri Inshi Idzli Yoma Idzli Ksira. That's what it's meant by the day is lifted and the sickness is lifted. That used the sun now heals. What does that mean? Rabbi Yosef Nechemiah Kornitzer discusses in Parshas Chayesara, quotes this Chazal, and says, what does it mean he had something? No, it just means that Avraham gave everybody chizuk. He lifted everybody up. He lifted up their spirits. That's what it means. He had something talui on his right, the language. He had it on his neck. No, it just means that people used to see Avraham. They used to just get better because he was so optimistic. He was so positive. And what did that turn into? The sun. The morning is always more optimistic. The Gemara even says, don't go visit a chola early in the morning. Why? Because they'll look better than they really are. And don't go towards the night because they'll be worse than they are. But that's maybe the mushel of what it means. Davar acher, shalomar et Esav yamav. Another pshat of what does it mean? Hashem gave him a bracha that Esav did not rebel in his days. Davar acher, shasa yishmal tshuva biyamav. Right? Those two. How do we know those two? So shalomar et Esav yamav. Esav didn't rebel minolad. How do you know the tefsiv? Vayavo Esav nasad v'hu ayev. When Esav came back from the field. The Tana also ayom niftar avram avinu. That was the day. Why was Yaakov making lentil soup? Because that was the day lentil soup is machal avelim. Avram Avinu had just died. V'asa Yaakov Avinu tafshal shal adashim l'nachim is yitzhak aviv. U'maishta shal adashim, why is lentil soup food of avelim? Amri b'ma rava mishpeh d'rabba bar mari. Ma adasha zu ein lapeh, af avel ein lapeh. Just like a lentil has no crack in it, there's no mouth, so to an avel ein lapeh, right, he doesn't have anything to say. Rashi says, yoshev v'domeim. He sits, and what's he supposed to say? Right, we had other Gemaras a few months ago about the different reactions of an Avel. Dover acher ma'adasha zu mugulgeles, just like an adasha is somewhat round. Favelus magalgeles u'mechazeros al-bayolam. It's something that touches everybody, Rachman al-Itzlan. That's the second shot. May be nayu, eke be nayu l'nechume bebeye. Right, the nafkamina is what about eggs? Right, l'nechume bebeye. Rashi says they don't have a peh, but they're not really round. Because oval is not considered round. But that is the number one. One more line, number of Yochanan. Once we're talking about that story, that Esav came back, Chamash Averos of our Oso Rasha v'Oso Hayom. Esav did five Averos that day. Bal Nara Marasa, V'Hara Gasa Nefesh, V'Kafar Be'Iker, V'Kafar B'Tchias HaMesim, V'Shat HaSabachora. All five. And now we just quote Psukim to prove that. Bal Nara Marasa, K'siv Hacha, V'Yavo Esav Nasada, V'Ksiv Hasam, Ki Vasada Mitza'a. That's by Znus. Hara Gasa Nefesh, K'siv Hacha, Ayif, K'siv Hasam, Oy Na Li, Ki Aifa Nafshi, Lo Horgim. Murder. Kafar Be'Iker, K'siv Hacha, Lama Zeli, V'Ksiv Hasam, Zek Keili V'Yanvehu. He denied Zek Keili. V'Kafar B'Tchias HaMesim, D'Ksiv Yaniya Nochi, Olich Lamus. I'm going to die. He doesn't believe he's going to live again. So he did all of those five. Period. Tosfos discusses here. Right, what are you talking about? He wasn't even mitzuva yet. Answers Tosfos. V'omeri, underline Tosfos. Diafal pishalon itztavu mikomako mechur hadavar. Even if he wasn't commanded, it was something disgusting. He should have known. Kimo, v'shatas ha-bechora. What, he despised the bechora. What avera was that? That's inappropriate. Ava b'shinu mitzuva al-kach. What does this relate to? Ratzon Hashem, the fifth Shulchan Aruch. Right? Even if you're not commanded, there are certain things that you should know are totally wrong. And this is what we've discussed many times in the past. The Minchas Asher discusses this often in his writings. The Aruch Laner writes in Sanhedrin, maybe it's part of Emuna. Right, some of these, like you have a certain purpose, but either way, this is all what Esav did that day, and it's all brought in because of the dates that Avraham Avinu was blessed. Bakol, one of the pshatim is that Esav did not go latar b'sra in his day. The other point that Yishmael did tshuva, we'll have to wait with. We'll start with that tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Pshaasi Yishmael tshuva as we finish up this agadata at the end of the parak, and we get back to chiyuvim of shchenim on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.